The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Forever Dog.
I'm sure you're very poor. Congratulations. Can the rest of you please give us a dollar?
Listener, we love you. Ashley, we love you.
We love you so much.
We love
you. Ashley loves you too.
I don't love you. I love how poor you are.
Oh, okay. And it's over.
Poor.
Please excuse Ashley. She fell down the subway stairs.
Yes, she hit her head. She had a very big head. Owie.
You know,
okay, goodbye.
No, okay,
okay, goodbye, everybody.
I'm Cabbage.
Yeah. First she's late, then her memory card's full.
I wasn't
Then Mac
late.
Has background noise. Then we're not even recording.
I wasn't late.
You were physically in the room. But yeah, where were you mentally, Ashley? Where were you mentally?
Whoa, dude. Whoa.
Whoa.
Sounds like why our marriage ended.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
Okay, coming in hot.
Ashley, a boo-boo.
Is that from climbing?
I have a boo-boo. No.
Is that from climbing?
No.
Oh.
How did you get a boo-boo? I fell down the stairs in the subway.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, you heard me.
What?
I fell down the stairs in the subway.
Oh.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Did anybody help
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm fine, but the thing is that yes, everybody flooded around me, which was so embarrassing.
God.
Jen was
Sorry,
there.
I'm the kind of person that would not want anyone to help me at all.
Yeah, me too.
Really, let's all pretend.
Because
everyone
I was fine.
Pretend you didn't see that.
And I had a cup. I had a souvenir cup from my now favorite show of all time, Titanic. Oh, my fucking
okay.
God. And I slammed. So the best show I've ever seen in my entire life. The funniest thing ever. I slammed the cup into the ground as my body hit the ground, so it did in fact sound like my head exploded. So everyone like came
that's kind of
around.
Dramatic of you
so
think.
Dramatic and every time I think of that, I think of this woman that I met as a teenager when I was doing community service in this whatever, it doesn't matter. She had a PhD, and her PhD was literally in why humans grip things the way they do no matter what is going on. Like if we are falling,
like,
we will hold on to whatever we have in our hand. That was her what her PhD was in.
Oh.
Isn't that
and
so
that
not useful
the
for
Titanic
today?
Cup.
Yes,
well,
me and the Titanic cup.
I
Did
mean,
you get
saying,
any other injuries or just boo-boo?
Listen, I actually this is something that I think about. I wonder, could you if you had something in your hand, like you know if you, let's say you're holding like an empty can, right? Like something very light.
A Titanic cup.
Sure. Okay. A Titanic cup, ultra light, nothing in it, empty. Could you hold that forever?
Mm.
What do you
like,
mean?
Like, could you forever hold it and never get, or would it, even though it's so light, would the sheer amount of time that you were holding it for mean that you would get tired and have to put it down?
It's not the weight of it. It's the fact that your muscles are contracted around
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. Could you do it forever? If
Some
it
thoughts
light
aren't
enough?
Meant for the air. Anyway,
I
fell, and some people are gonna be like, "Yes, they are." Ashley, let her speak. Hey, Bugs,
let her talk about the cup.
They're gonna
no,
be like, "Actually, I have thought about that too." This is a this
no,
is a popular question.
They haven't.
We really
no.
want to discuss it in depth. Let's talk about
so
it more.
So I slammed. What I really slammed was my elbow, and
Aww.
This Jewish grandmother, a babushka, came
Aww.
Over, and yes, thank you, and came up to me and cut in front of everybody. Jen thinks I've got a concussion. Like, I look dazed and confused. I heard the sound. Everyone thinks I've had a massive head injury. So this woman cutting in front, like, I want to just contextualize this. She cuts in front and goes, "Rep head in cabbage."
You're lying.
No,
you sure did not.
I swear to fucking God, I was like, I am in New York City. A babushka from Little Ukraine just came over to me and told me to wrap my head in cabbage.
What
injury? Like, no, I didn't need to.
Did you wrap your elbow in cabbage?
No, I didn't wrap my elbow in cabbage.
Okay, you don't have a concussion, right?
No, I'm fine. Everything's fine. Like, I kind of hurt my elbow.
Maybe it wouldn't have made a mark if you'd wrapped it in cabbage fast enough.
But listener, write in. Has your babushka told you to wrap your head in cabbage? Did it work?
Hey, I have an injury too, actually.
It was the most New York moment ever.
But mine is actually from climbing.
Oh my God, you guys. You guys are bruised birds. You're broken birds.
Fingering climbing holds, Ashley.
Ever heard of Band-Aids?
For hours. Well, I did have a Band-Aid on it, but then, you know how sometimes you put a Band-Aid on something and it goes mushy?
You have a scab, Ashley. It won't scab up. Elena doesn't have a scab.
Now I do.
It's flesh.
No, it's not like wet anymore.
Oh. That's unfortunately what she said. Ashley, your link made me laugh this morning.
Yes, it did.
Thank you. Thank you guys for finally acknowledging the things that I do.
Ashley's link of the day. Well, it felt like my Stardew Valley game. She said, the subject was plink, dot, 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 plink. And then the email said, standing by the river, tossing pebbles into this link.
Mm-hmm. And that's
that
how
was
I read
beautiful.
It's beautiful. I took a
Thank
second.
Thank you for
I took
the
a
moment
breath.
Of calm.
Yeah.
And then I felt
You're
ready.
Welcome, guys.
I felt ready for the day.
I have another update. I have a number of small updates.
Okay, me too.
I bought mini socks for cold plunging.
Mini socks?
This is getting out of hand. So sorry.
Mini scuba socks for my toes.
The point of cold plunging is to be cold, and you're going,
no, well, let me
cold.
Tell you why. Let me tell you, can I explain it? First of all, you're not a pro plunger, so shut the fuck up. So Jen and I have been going to this really cool bathhouse, very affordable in New York City, and they have really, really cold plunge. Like, I can really get my cold plunge on there. Like, I can't go every day, obviously, but like, they have
too
a
cold.
Really cold. No. Too far. Takes too long.
Okay.
So, my bathtub, I think, can only get to. Why am I so sassy? My bathtub can only.
Because it's about plunge.
This is your passion. You got passion.
Because
plunge.
You know what?
You got plunge
you,
passion.
You guys boulder, and that is disgusting, and I never say anything negative about it.
Oh, whoa.
What?
Hold
on. Sorry, where's that coming from?
Ugh, it's just like, I'm holding something. Like, fuck off. If I'm going to cold plunge, live and let live, okay?
You know what? That PhD might be helpful for us climbers. Maybe that's why we need it.
What?
We need to know about
the grabbies.
Gripping. How do we grip things?
Oh,
send me the
my
PhD,
bad.
I'll read it.
I don't know this woman's name. I was a teenager.
I'll
was
read it and
15,
I care
16.
About it, actually.
Okay,
actually,
well,
I care about it.
She had super gay vibes, so maybe she's listening right now.
Yeah,
but,
a
well,
PhD
that, no wonder
about
she's
grip.
Studying hands.
She has super gay vibes. Dude.
She's studying finger strength. Obviously,
sort of.
She's gay. And how dare you say that's not
right,
important.
Tell us about your scuba socks.
Okay, you got little itty bitty socks.
Do you want to see them?
Yeah, actually, I'm having trouble visualizing this.
Here's the thing.
Whoa, Elena, no feet pics on pod. I feel like we talked about this
will be
like
on.
Really
the socks
early.
Will
the socks
on.
Will be on.
The socks will be on.
I'll put
guys,
them on.
It's not feet pics.
Guys.
So is it foot without toe? Listener, write in philosophically. Let's have a thing. You know, like when you like take apart like a ship.
Yeah.
When you reassemble it with new pieces, when does it become a new ship, if
Ooh,
ever? Like an ancient ship.
Oh,
if you take toes out, is it foot? Because I really
it's
don't.
It's like on Instagram when
foot,
you censor the middle of the nipple.
Yes.
And they still let you post
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right.
Just censor out like the right. nail on the big toe.
Yeah, how much toe is foot?
Well,
really?
Because what other parts of the foot do we have common names for? We have heel and we have toes.
There's no middle foot.
Right. You so then is ball, the middle ball is of the foot? Foot?
Arch of the
yeah,
foot.
Yeah, that's foot.
Arch. What's the arch. What's the mound, the toe mounds? Foot?
The toe
I'm
mounds.
I'm sorry, what?
the mounds. We're what turning somebody say? On right now.
The toe mounds.
We gotta
like,
stall.
Like where the toes meet the arch.
That's the ball of the foot.
That's the ball? Isn't the heel the ball?
Okay, Ashley, foot
no,
expert.
The heel is the heel. The ball is the ball.
Oh.
So when I went to cold plunge in this colder thing than my bathtub, because mm-hmm. let's be real, icing up my bathtub is not the coldest plunge
let's
that you're ever
real,
gonna do.
You have graduated from bathtub cold plunging.
No, bathtub cold plunge is fine. It's just
bathtub
not
what? Sorry.
Cold plunge.
Can
what
we
did I say?
Repeat of how you just said that because it was very cute.
Bathtub cold plunge. I'm gonna quit this podcast. I'm quitting.
Bathtub
I'm a little sleepy.
Bathtub cold.
Maybe you've noticed. I actually have a stutter when I get sleepy. I got it really bad over the weekend. And so okay. now you're ableist a
okay.
fucking again.
Yeah, again. No. Here we go.
I did speech pathology things when
you
I was a child.
You, Elena,
I'm just trying to be a part of the podcast.
Repair.
I'm just trying to be a good person. First, I laugh
and
at
you're
the
not.
Disabled woman falling down the stairs.
No, God. That's so funny though. The dude, that's hilarious. Disabled
no,
woman falling down the stairs.
I get sad
that's really
to
funny.
Think about that actually happening.
That's me. That's I'm the
it's
woman.
Ashley, I'm not laughing at. Come on.
No, I know, but like.
Oh,
bro,
would you laugh at
horrible.
A regular person falling down the stairs? You would.
You're ableist.
Ableist.
Oh no.
Why'd you guys flip
what
the script
is this
on
energy
me?
Today?
We're talking about Alina. Alina's the ableist one, not me.
All of you are ableist. All of you. Including me. People say that on the internet.
Do we
all
have
the time.
A disability? No, we're ableist.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's I'm not even joking. I know you're laughing, but I'm not even. It's like the same kind of thing as like if you're white, you're racist. Like you
sure.
just are.
But you guys are ableist in your heart and your spirit, not through ignorance.
Right. That's the difference.
It's not a matter
right.
of ignorance. It's
it
a matter of hatred and
yeah.
and
yeah.
a
okay.
choice to
yeah.
To loathe me,
yeah.
a disabled woman.
It's true.
The name of my one woman show, me, a disabled woman.
okay. Where were we?
We were
your little sockie, your little mini sockies.
My sockies. So when I go to this place. I got in the extra cold one, which is so fucking cold. It is really, really cold.
Okay.
It hurts
Elena
to be in there.
Elena is from Canada. She gets it.
I grew up in Manitoba, actually.
Yeah, but you guys don't
she
have water. And you barely have water. It is all flat land out there.
It's all,
I've seen
our
it.
Water is snow.
Yeah. So I got into this plunge. And I don't know if like I broke this toe as a child or something, but one of my toes just like felt like it was literally gonna explode. Like that's oh. the only way to describe
yeah.
the pain that I felt in my toe. Oof. I was like, well, my toe
it
is gonna
sounds
burst.
Like frostbite.
Is no, I've had I've had like frost
sounds...
nip.
Oh.
Huh?
When it's like really cold and your skin gets a little gray, but it's not like a permanent
no.
injury.
No, like the feeling like that it's gonna burst, frostbite.
Oh, really?
That's part of it.
Oh
and there's
God.
Like a
well,
burning.
Didn't feel burning, just
like
exploding.
Pins and needles pain.
Pins and needle pain I feel in the really cold one, but yeah. Not on my skin, inside my body. Anyway, right. so I got the slippies. Because I was like, I saw these other dudes who were really plunging, and they were wearing slippies. And
really
hold on,
there's all these other guys. They're really getting into
what
it.
What does that mean?
They were there. I saw a guy doing it for like 30 minutes, and I was like, "You're psycho.
Oh,
that
you're
so
psycho.
It's a duration.
Wild.
Yeah.
That makes
yeah.
someone really plunging.
Yes, of course. Well, some
okay.
people like dunk their head. I don't dunk my head. I'm not a masochist. Right. But they were really
plunging. You just
plunging.
Travel across town to go to the extra cold plunge.
I do. And I do it for 12
not
minutes because Mac told me that's all I need for the week. So
the
when
week.
I go there, I get it done. I do all 12 minutes.
If you would want to read a book about it, there is this, I read it so long ago, I can't remember her name, but she's a scientist and she basically did this study where she studied grip strength. She didn't.
Shoot.
But then I wish she would have, if you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. Do we care? Yeah. Do we even care?
But she did a lot of the research and she was one of the people that, she's the person I heard the 11 minutes a week thing, and she was talking about the studies that came out that verified that. Mm-hmm. But she studied with these guys in like Iceland or some country. I can't remember.
I mean, Iceland sounds right if we're talking about cold blood.
Right? Yeah.
Iceland works for
maybe,
me.
Or maybe that's just where I went because that was like the most likely in my brain.
Do you want me to put them on?
Dude, yes. Put them on. Ashley putting on the slippies.
Wait, finish what you're saying, Matt. Finish what you're saying.
She's gonna show us those slippies.
Oh, we can't see. You have to come to the middle. You have to show us in the middle of the screen.
Oh, God, this hurts.
I can just see an ankle.
Centralize. Centralize.
All I can see is an ankle.
Slippy. It's slippy.
Why is that so, like, violating?
Ashley.
Why are you being mean to me?
Bro. You didn't tell me you were showing us a crop top for your foot.
Crop bottom. Wait, is the toe the top of the foot or the bottom of the foot? That's a really important
question. The top.
Question.
Absolutely. The top. Absolutely the top.
Okay, so it's a
listener,
crop top.
Listener, if you're not watching, Ashley just lifted up her foot and she...
Crop top for the foot.
Imagine you took like a tensor
a crop
band
top for the foot.
Or like a little toque. And you just like just put it on the toes.
It is a foot beanie for sure. It is a foot beanie.
Yes.
That is exactly what it is.
You just or took like a band of some kind, just like wrapped it around the toes and
please,
the ball.
Please, a warning before you put that thing up.
And that's it.
You're mobile in there.
How much did those cost, Ashley? It's half.
I don't even know.
It's half.
Not
a
what
sock.
I was expecting.
It works. My toe didn't feel
okay.
like it was going to explode.
If it works, that's all that matters.
How does it stay on?
Not well. But okay. I'm not moving around. I'm right. just standing there.
Like you couldn't have just worn a regular sock and folded it in half. Like folded
no,
it down.
No, this
the
is
foot.
Scuba. This is scuba.
These are special slippies.
This is scuba.
What's your fucking problem? That's so rude.
I can't believe you, Elena. I can't believe you'd say that regular sock.
Sorry.
You definitely
I don't know
anything about water.
Plunging. I just don't get. I don't know. I've never done it. I don't know.
Well, maybe if you listen.
Welcome to
Ashley.
The Chosen Family Podcast. Every Wednesday, we answer one of your questions if you're a patron. And if you're not a patron, honestly, like,
bye.
Just bye. Yeah, get out of here. Thank you, son. You're getting it now. Don't even be here. I don't even know why we make this for you. Fuck off.
Okay. Well,
and
but also, thanks for
we
listening.
Love you.
Hi, my name's Lena. I'm your mom, and like, happy you're here. Either way, really great to have listeners.
Maybe make a contribution to this household. Maybe bring something to the table, okay? Right. Maybe you've been here a while, and it's time to start paying rent.
Oh, whoa. Whoa.
Is that what you said to your girlfriend when you were paying rent?
Yes, I know you guys are good things.
No, I was like,
you want to stay another month? I got you.
Such a simp. No, thank you for being here every, I'm your dad, Ashley Gavin.
I'm your hot teenage brother, Mac. I'm
Mac
happy you're
baby.
Here.
Baby.
Mac
yeah, I'm happy
baby.
You're here too. Thanks for making this possible, but thank you patrons more for making it more possible.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah, and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel.
I absolutely love Babbel because of their short conversation-based lessons. It's really easy to take them out into the real world and use them immediately and solidify that knowledge.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really even help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed by real people for real conversations.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chosen. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chosen, spelled babbel.com/chosen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Should we answer a question?
Whoa.
Hold on.
Whoa.
I have an update too.
Fine.
Is that okay with you?
Proceed.
Sir? You talked about your foot beanie for
fuck you. 10 minutes. I shared something with you.
I thought it was really cool.
Thank you, Mac.
It was cool.
I'm shifting.
Okay.
Oh. What? Oh my God. I did not know you meant the camera. I was like, what are you talking about? Just this, like, dramatic face, and you go, I'm shifting.
Like,
okay.
I'm shifting going through a personal evolution. Currently discovering a lot about myself.
Okay, go ahead. What's your update?
Okay, so you know how last time I was talking about the MA program and mm-hmm. how I was going to have a meeting with one of the professors to see, like, get some feedback on my application?
Yes.
I think I'm going to do the research project anyway.
Ooh.
Am I frozen for you guys?
You were. Yes. Oh, yep. Yes, you are.
Shocking. Shocking that you would take on the work for no credit. That's crazy.
No. Okay. No. So I can do the research project anyway. And the aim would be publication. So that two potential options. One, I could potentially reapply for the MA program next year and potentially maybe use the research project that I would already be working on for my thesis, if that worked out that way. If it didn't, I could aim to get the research project published, and that way, if I ever did want to go back for a PhD, I would have the research equivalent to a thesis.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't matter if I had a thesis degree or not.
Okay, so this is like a really good way to keep the doors open. What does this entail exactly?
Well, the way Ashley's looking at me is about right.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It's about right. What does it entail? Well, you know, everything that writing an entire master's thesis would entail.
For no credit.
Okay, well, I'm baby right now. I need more.
So basically, it's, you know, doing a lit review, which is generally a pretty large undertaking. But I've already done a huge portion of that to even write the proposal, because I applied for funding as well, which I haven't just found out if I received or not yet. But so I've already done a major part of the proposal. So it's just doing a literature review and then doing the actual research. So gathering the data, and then analyzing the data and then writing it up. So, you know.
So just your whole summer and your mental health and your firstborn.
Yes. Yes. Well. The way that it was put to me by this professor was that, you know, some people take 6 months to do it. Some people take 4 years. You know, it's really up to you.
4 years? Are you for real?
Well, that's where I was like,
oh my God.
So you said like 6 months was the fastest?
Okay. So like, condensing so I could, something so you're from saying 4 years I could do it in five? To 6 months? No, no. That's fucking crazy. I also love how Ashley was frozen, but it was on the face that she probably should have been frozen on, which was her doing the, seriously, Elena.
Well, and I like that she's been frozen and it keeps, like, it comes back for a second and she really hasn't moved.
Yeah,
she's just taking this in.
I support you no matter what you do. I love you. I am your friend.
Aww.
And I am withholding comment.
No, don't withhold comment. Never withhold comment.
Are you sure you want to?
Because
this feels like it's going to be one of those conversations where the comment section is going to be like, this should have been offline because it made me uncomfortable.
Which part?
This isn't
going
to make anyone uncomfortable.
Wait, what do you mean? Why would it make anybody uncomfortable?
Because I haven't said that the thing that's going to make people uncomfortable yet.
Try me.
Okay, fine. This is my foot without the slippy on. No, I'm kidding.
Patreon-only content, Ashley.
No, what I was going to say was, why don't you wait a minute before you make this decision?
How many minutes? I will. Because
I would
I'm
actually wait a while and not think about it at all.
Yeah, so if I were to do this, I would only start after my school term is done. So that's how much time I'll give myself before I like officially decide anything.
Okay, that's a chunk. This sounds so incredibly stressful, but
it actually doesn't feel stressful because I would be doing it as an independent project.
Elena, it's amazing the way that you can take something that clearly doesn't work for you and make it work for you. It really it really feels like being straight. That's, I'm just going to say that.
What part doesn't work for me?
Well, you had this like revelation on the last episode with sound, which sounded correct to me. It sounded like it aligned.
Yes. Yes.
And this does not feel like it aligns. Okay. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't want you to all that's going you're going to say. I want you to say what you're thinking because yes.
It feels like you're just like, okay, I got rejected from this program, but this is what I'm supposed to do. And because I'm supposed to do it, I'll find some way to do it, even though my passion is not research.
No, but even I was saying last time, I do care about this. I am interested in it. I want those doors open. So here's where the alignment stands, because I don't have classes this summer. Remember, because I started early, so I like finished the classes already. So I don't have classes this summer. So if I spent the summer working on this project, there's basically potential that I could still do everything that we've talked about on the same timeline while also keeping the doors open. Because everything that I was talking about on the last episode of like the different trainings that I could do and all of that would still happen on the same timeline, because what I'm not doing is dedicating myself or committing to pursuing a PhD. That's what I'm letting go of for now. But I do, if I have the opportunity to have that door open, I would like it open.
Okay.
And so my thought is, if I can do this project, maybe, you know, independently over the summer and then into the next school year, it's possible.
Yeah, maybe this is like a happy medium.
That's what it feels like.
Between like you're doing something for it and it's keeping those doors open, but you're not fully committing and doing the whole thing.
Well, and it feels like, Ashley, it's like what you said in the last episode where like, I think in my life so many times I've thought that things were going to go one way, but then you were saying that I need to like, that I'm somebody who ends up making my own kind of fitting my own puzzle pieces together.
Oh, true.
This feels like another version of that, because even if I had gotten into the program this time around, I wouldn't be starting this project until September of next year. So I would be doing it at the same time as all of my coursework. Whereas this way, I'm doing this project when I have no other coursework. And I would
the podcast that you were going to start, right?
I'm still going to do that.
Okay. I'm just checking in to make sure that you're not talking about a time that nothing was going to be in there.
No, I'm still going to do that.
No such time exists for Elena. Okay. Well, I mean, this is cool.
Ashley's pissed.
I'm not pissed. I admire your commitment to something you're not going to do.
I wish you're like off to the side. I like can't even see your face really. And I feel like I'm losing out on. There it is.
No. I you know me. I can be convinced otherwise of things.
I do. You have frozen on.
Dude, the way this is frozen.
I need to take a picture of what you just. Oh, it moved. Damn it. But you don't feel convinced. Well, and I don't even know if I'm going to do it yet, but it feels...
I just want you to be the star of your own life, Elena.
She wants the best for you.
I know. That's what this feels like. It feels okay. Like I can still do this thing that I was really ready to do and really had put a lot of time and effort into doing, and I can do it my own way. Like, that's what's neat about this, is being like, okay, I don't actually have to do this project within the confines of coursework, and like, I can do it my way.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe I could.
This is pretty freaking cool.
I think so.
I think it's pretty freaking cool. And also the fact that it's over the summer. Well, you always have shit going on though, dude. I don't know.
But even just to, I could, and this is the other thing, is I could get started if it's too much, if I hate it. Yeah. There's no, I don't have to do it. Nothing like,
yeah.
It just, this
you
feels
definitely
like,
tend to stop things that you start. You're that kind of person. I could totally see you not fully investing in something.
Look, I know I gave you a hard time about your plunge footsies, but this is...
No, you know me. I support you. And you know better than I do. Maybe not on this. I feel that I know better. But
yes,
listener, but Elena is sus.
I feel sus because we're not getting the same Ashley energy one way or the other. Usually it's a, I'm so proud of you, you're the best person
she
I've ever met.
She wants to support you.
It's almost like compromise isn't actually a real thing, that you can't really be in between. You kind of have to commit to one.
You or me?
Whoa.
Wait, I don't get it. Oh God, I don't get it.
Okay, so this is something that my friend Neil and I came up with. My buddy Neil, who I tour with sometimes.
Sorry. You just, I missed it again.
My buddy Neil and I love food when we're on tour, but we like really different types of food. I want to go into the city, even if I have to go 20 minutes, find the best little brunch place with the best food. He loves like a weird mall pick where it's like, how is this in a mall for like lunch? And I was like, I want brunch. He was like, I want to be in the mall. And I was like, I know that sounds crazy, but the guy loves malls.
Be in the mall.
And he does have good taste. So we compromised and we went to the brunch place at the mall. And guess what, guys? It was disgusting. It was the fucking worst.
Okay.
So here's what I'm trying to say. Real compromise is not finding some weird middle where you lose the best of both things. Real compromise is making a choice to one of them, and then next time you make the choice for the other one in a relationship.
Nugget. Right.
Nugget.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm just saying, when it comes to PhD, and I understand that this leaves the door open for PhD, and this is not technically PhD. I just believe that if you were going to do the PhD and that was something you wanted to do, like, you would know, and you would instantly have been like, I'm going to research over the summer, and this is what I know. Or if you're going to make a hit podcast that it goes to the spaces you want to go to, that's something that you would know and you would invest. And I think it's worth deciding at some point for yourself what is your true being rather than the thing you're supposed to do.
Right.
That is all I'm saying. And I am not telling you which one it is.
Yep.
And I'm not saying this is the time to do that. Maybe you do that after you experiment.
No,
that's a good analogy.
I get what you're saying. And I am
I just
both.
Find the most successful people really jump in.
Yeah.
And there are things that I need to hear this lesson too. Like, this guy from this other podcast, his podcast is blowing up right now. And he told me about this strategy he was going to pursue that costs like a ton of money. And I was like, whoa, dude, like, okay. Like, I hope it works. And it did. And he's now got one of the most number one podcasts in the world. When he told me that, I was like, maybe I should do that. And I didn't. And here I am, exactly where I was. I have to remind myself to invest in myself all the time. And I feel like you need to hear that more than I do.
You've always said that too. You used to talk to us about that at the beginning of the pod, for real.
You've always said that.
I can't get over how quick you pulled that the mall thing out of your ass.
Yeah, the mall thing was good. The mall thing was good.
Like, there is a lot to be learned from America's malls, you know?
Because what you're saying in just very like simple terms is doing one thing 100% is better than doing two things 50%.
When it comes to things like this, yes, I think so. Generalists tend to be more successful, but I do think at a certain point when you're going for ventures, you know, you just kind of have to fucking dive in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm of two minds. On the one hand, I'm delusional and I'm like, but I can do both 100.
You actually can't.
And on the other hand, I'm like, I have been taught, this is, on the other hand, I remember us talking about like, one something I've been thinking about is this idea of like, what if someone just did one thing? Can you imagine how your life would be if you just had one thing to do? And that sounds kind of like the other piece of what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I'm working on a TV show. I'm working on two different film concepts. Like, it's just like two all over the place and I can't get to the level of success and dedication that I had at the beginning of the pandemic when I was not doing stand-up and I totally immersed myself in the world of social media and I blew the fuck up. That's not a coincidence that at the time when I was focused on one thing, doing it crazy good, I had like a ton of success, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think that that's a coincidence.
No, definitely not.
Would you ever take a break from comedy to like dive into one of those things? Or just
comedy's not the issue. It's podcasting that's the issue. It's podcasting and clips that are the issue.
Yeah.
Comedy, I've got in a place where like really streamlined and like I'm not hopeful. I'm such, sorry to sound like an asshole. I've been doing comedy for 10 years. I've got it like, I've got enough material. I've got it down. Like I can, I just need full days to wake up and sit down and write for 4 hours. That's like what I need that I don't have. And days off. So that, because when you're doing creative work or like entrepreneurial work, you kind of want your brain has a background hum about stuff. And when you're able to dedicate that background part of your brain, that's like not really think, you're not consciously aware of it. When that's like on full drive for what the big thing that you're working on, that's really powerful. That's really powerful.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. And that's like, that's what I wanted for this master's program where I was like, I'm gonna, you know, cut back on all this work stuff so I can dedicate all this time to the program. And I did it for like 2 seconds. And then now, you know, here I am back in my usual mode. And I guess I feel like once I'm done with these classes, all of this extra time that I built in for the program is going to open back up, right? And so I have kind of these options of how to use that time. And both feel exciting.
Well, at least you have time to think about it. Like, it's not like you need to know next week.
And I also could be wrong. It's a temporary situation. Maybe you do it in 6 months or maybe it takes 4 years.
It won't take 4 years. I can do it in 6 months.
Whew, okay. Helena. Oh my God.
Okay. Wow. While doing a podcast? While doing two podcasts?
Yeah.
And your YouTube channel?
Yeah. I'm currently in a full-time master's program. A full-time master's program doing a podcast, a YouTube channel, and Patreon, and everything else that I do. Okay. So
Elena's off the rails.
No, I think I feel really good about it. I think this feels like my road.
Okay. Well, then
that's how it feels.
I withdraw my consideration, and I support you fully.
And
but also think about it for a few weeks.
Of course, I always appreciate your consideration. I think I feel good about it.
Okay. Should we answer?
I feel good about it, and we'll see.
Oh,
let's answer.
We'll see how we'll see how I continue to feel as I start like actually diving into it. Okay.
I think it's good that you brought that up, Ashley.
No, it is. That's it's.
You're the friend that tells their friend that they have a booger in their nose.
I am the friend that's...
And that's the friend that you need.
Yes. You need some... Because, like, I tell... You know, I talk to... Well, the only people I really talk to about this kind of stuff is, like, my parents and my partner. And, you know, they're all, like... Wee, wee, wee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, actually... Yeah. My partner's a little bit more like you, Ashley. She's a bit more like, weren't you going to take
a
nap?
You might have a booger.
Like, weren't you going to take a nap at one point? And I'm like, no, I have coffee. It's fine. But it's good. It's good to be able to, it's helpful to have somebody, you know, bring me back down to earth every once in a while because I do get a little bit excited about too many things.
If you fly too close to the sun, you go to birth.
I just have a tendency to girl boss too close to the sun.
Yes, you are girl bossing.
It's just like, it's just in my genes.
Calm down. We gotta pull you down, girl.
I can't help it. I need someone to put some sunglasses on. We've got two questions. One is about kind of open relationship stuff, which is interesting, but we've talked about before. And then the other one is probably not short, but I think a really good question.
I say we do the open relationship one because Ashley has the best insight for that and all three of us don't have a ton to say about it because we're not all three in an open relationship, so maybe it'll go quicker.
Okay.
The three of us are in an open relationship where we don't fuck each other.
That's true. That's true. We have our own polycule. Hello, I've been in an open relationship for over a year now. I love this person very much and I think that we have a really strong foundation for open communication. Despite having conversations in the past about what it would mean for them to see other people in addition to me, last week was the first time that it actually happened. It's been a huge learning curve for me because I've realized how much my anxious attachment style impacts how secure I feel in the relationship. My partner wants to see where this new relationship goes with the person that they saw last week. I want that for them as well, but I also want to figure out how to feel secure. We've talked about it a lot, but I wanted to see some other perspectives on what I can do to feel secure while in an open relationship. This was a long one, so thanks for reading.
That sounds more poly than open.
It's basically somebody who they've agreed on a non-monogamous relationship style. They both feel invested. They both feel good about it. But now that it's starting to happen in practice, of course, like new insecurities are coming up.
Dang.
Yeah, I mean... Okay, this is not helpful because this has already happened, but Jen and I have what we call the Jotsu every month where we have a meeting together for however long it takes. It's usually like 10 minutes, if that. And it's called the Jen and Ashley State of the Union, the Jotsu.
You guys are awesome.
That's so good.
I can't, maybe I'm not pronouncing that right. But it is in our calendar, and every month, even if nothing is happening, we sit down, and so this year was pretty light for both of us. I would say the last 8 months, I've only had two or three partners, and her as well, which is why I'm like, I don't really know that I'm like the best spokesperson for open relationships. Like, people think it's poly, and like, it's really like a hall pass program that we're actively enrolled in. But when
you started the hall pass program, did you have any sort of bumps when it first was like being enacted?
Not really, because
that's perfect.
We made it official. We were not exclusive before we made it official. So
right.
We were seeing other people. So we just kind of rolled that in just to see how it would feel.
Yeah.
And it didn't. So we started open, which
right.
I think
so then,
is kind of critical. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because when your de facto dating life does not match your de jure dating life, that is to say you guys are open, but one of you is not pursuing it. Or, you know, like something like that, you need to be actively talking about it because before this happens, you want to have the conversations that are like, yeah, you know, I haven't seen anybody in this much time. How would you feel if it started again? You know, just sort of like just be on the same page about what could potentially happen. So it doesn't feel like looks like a duck, acts like a duck, because if it's looking like a duck and acting like a duck, your relationship is a duck and it feels like a duck to you. But then when something changes, that's really, that shakes you up, you know, like even though technically on paper you're open, it didn't feel that way for a year, so now it's different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
You need to be actively talking about these things so that when they happen, it's not a shock.
Yeah, and it sounds like this they are talking about it. It's just more, I don't know, of a self-reflection piece, which I would offer, and I don't know if it sounds like this person is fairly reflective and has probably had a lot of these conversations. But I would offer, like, what when you say you have an anxious attachment style, and it's getting in the way, there's insecurities, like, what is the fear? Is the fear that your partner is going to love this other person more than you? Is the fear that they're going to be better in bed? Is the fear that they're going to leave you for this other person?
Elena, like, listing things for this person to become afraid of.
They're like, I didn't think of that before, but I mean, I guess.
No, but it's like, what, when you say I have my anxious attachment style is getting in the way, like, what are you anxious about, right? Like, find the actual thing. Find the,
what about, let's just bring this in. What about crocodiles? You know what I mean? What about developing an illness that you never thought you would have?
It's a great starting point. We can work with that.
Just while we're on the topic. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I think, okay, can I throw something out there?
Please.
Throw it.
It doesn't matter whether or not you're in an open relationship, you should be working towards a secure attachment with your partner.
True. Yeah.
I would start there before, like, that. My biggest piece of advice about open relationships is they shouldn't be open until you two are in the best relationship of your entire life.
Yeah.
And, well, like, totally secure. Because otherwise, I think it creates... Oh. People use it as a band-aid so often, and it's just a horrible idea.
I think I've said this before on the podcast, maybe, but some of the best advice that I got, I think it actually came... I don't know where it came from, actually, I shouldn't say. It probably was from Ashley. Yeah. One of the best things I remember hearing, or that's been helpful for me, about
put on your slippies before you plunge.
After you put on your slippies, after you've cold plunged, how to become more secure in a relationship. If the relationship is healthy, right? Like, the first step is that the other person has to be treating you right. Because is your attachment style anxious, or are you having a reasonable reaction to a way that you're being treated, right? That's question number one.
Yeah.
So then once that's answered and you're like, no, this other person is treating me well, we have a relationship that I want to pursue, then it's, okay, well, now it's on me, right? Now it's actually not about this other person and what can they do. It's what can I do? And so for me, I read somewhere that it was that if you imagine somebody that you know who's, like, secure, or you imagine what a secure relationship looks like, then you just have to try and do that. Like, you pretend, essentially.
Play the character.
Mm. Exactly.
Fake it till you make it.
Think to yourself, what would, if you find yourself in a situation where your insecurity, your anxious attachment style, your avoidant attachment style, whatever it is, your insecure attachment style is coming out, asking yourself, what would a secure person do? Right? WWSPD. And then do that. Like, that's, you got to actually, I mean, this is just one theory of it, but in changing the behavior, you could then kind of rewire the system when nothing terrible happens.
I'm wondering if, like, because the openness of the relationship was dormant for so long, if they also forgot to, like, seek out other people. So maybe putting some energy into that, if you haven't been, like, trying or just, like, it hasn't crossed your mind, would help kind of make you understand what your partner's doing as well.
Yep.
During my dry spell, which fortunately aligned with Jen's kind of drier time, I was like, there was a part of me, I didn't feel forced in any way, but I was like, do you still want to be in an open relationship?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, maybe just flex that muscle a little bit because, you know, like, you don't just want to fall out of line with your partner. I know that sounds super weird, and I'm afraid of how people perceive open relationships.
No. So I think that's a good. I think that's a good piece of advice. Is, like, you know, you can also go and put energy into seeing other people, and that can help you understand what your partner is feeling.
True.
It's similar. You can kind of look at it in a similar way to, like, if I'm feeling insecure about just to use a personal example. if I'm feeling insecure about, let's say, my body or like my body changing and I'm thinking, oh God, my partner finds me attractive. What if something changes and then she doesn't find me attractive anymore? If I flip it and think about her and I think, what if she changed? How would I feel? And I
know. Grossed out.
Sorry?
Grossed out.
Obviously, dude.
Yeah, I'd be like, ew, goodbye. And then I feel better. No, if I recognize how I would feel about her, then I can tell myself, so why can't I believe that she would feel the same? Right? So let's say we were in an open relationship and I'm feeling insecure that my partner, because she's met somebody that she's really excited about, and then I get afraid, does that mean she's less excited about me now? If we flip the script and I'm meeting somebody new and I'm excited about this person, I know for me that doesn't change anything about how I feel about her. And that then helps me believe that she could feel that same way. Does that make sense?
Yes, I think I
also
understand.
I'll say two things. The first thing is, like, just make sure like your alignment on like a physical relationship and feelings is like the same.
Yes, right.
Just because of what you're saying, like, I can't tell like what type of open this relationship this is, but I know Jen and I wouldn't have a conversation that was like phrased like that. Like,
yeah.
I can't imagine her sitting down with me being like, I met someone I'm really excited about. That would actually be, that would freak the shit out of me in my open relationship.
Because it's so different.
I just
want to
put out, it is.
Yeah.
So, but I'm only bringing this up because like, are these the boundaries that you guys
agreed on?
Yeah. Well, that shows how important it is to have a conversation about it.
You're anxious.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Dang.
Second of all, jealousy is normal. It's not like you're not going to feel it. But I will say the only times I get jealous, and there's been like two in, you know, however many years we've been dating, are not because of the physical part, which we've set really clear boundaries around. It's more like there was a scheduling error and I felt like, you know, stood up a little bit because, you know what I mean? So it's way more about like the emotional piece. So
yeah,
those things often, if you are in a really what should be a secure relationship, make, I like what Elena said, like check in, is this person actually respecting what you guys agreed to?
Yeah. Yep.
Because if they are, then that is really helpful for jealousy and can calm you the fuck down.
Yeah.
Because most of the time, the few occasions that I have been jealous, all I need to do is say to myself, oh yeah, didn't you guys agree to this? Oh, you did? Oh, okay. Oh, aren't you doing like the same thing next week? Okay.
That's exactly what I'm saying. That the first piece wouldn't be so helpful to me, the agreeing to it. But the second piece of like, aren't you doing the same thing? Like, if
didn't
I imagine
you just do that.
Yeah. Like, yeah. If I imagine myself in that same situation when I, like, if I feel jealous of something and I just flip the script and put myself in the same shoes, I'm like, oh, this is fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another day, another reinforcement of my monogamous nature. I've never been so sure.
I don't know, dude. I did not think I would be here.
Ah, no.
No, I know. It's weird because I was there and now I'm like, oh God, I could never.
You're brave, Ashley.
Thank you for...
You're stronger than us.
I'm not brave. I'm just eating pussy. Like, I... There's nothing brave about it.
You're secure. It sounds like you're secure.
And that's brave.
It sounds very secure.
Yeah, it is. It is. That's the
and
nice thing.
And we are anxious.
Jen is the only thing I'm secure about, honestly.
Right.
That, truly.
Wow.
Like, everything else in my life is
anxiety. Wow, marry
anxiety.
Her immediately.
My sister's the only one I'm secure about.
Aw.
That's really sweet.
Well, so then you use that as your foundation. Use that as your example.
Oh, I freaking try, man, but it feels different. It's not
well,
the same.
It is different, of course.
It is not the same.
Okay, well, I think this was an episode. We've been going. We've been
going.
This is
long.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes, thank you for listening, everybody. We're
thank
gonna
you so
now
much
record.
For listening.
We're gonna record a bonus episode for Patreon because we have a bunch of bonus
wow,
episodes over
where
there.
Where is that?
Patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast.
What?
Okay. Listen.
And
listen.
What do we do there?
Listen.
Ashley's going to tell
this
us.
This is a no-brainer. You can donate as little as you want. You can donate a dollar. And if you think that you can't afford that, you're lying, okay? I don't give it. They're lying. Elena, who the fuck is watching this on their cell phone or their Mac?
No,
unless
you know
they
what
are
I was
at
just
the
thinking?
Public library no. with a pair of headphones found in the dirt.
Not the Chosen Family pod at the public library.
This is what I was just thinking. I was thinking, wow, Ashley really does get the short end of the stick in all this because you say all these things and then Mac and I get to sit here and go, oh no, oh how, wow, can't
even
believe she said
you're
that.
You're thinking it.
Even though we're not fighting with you. We're not saying, Ashley,
no,
don't.
I didn't
that's
say
a
no.
serious. We just get to make these little faces and then none of it gets put on us and it gets
wow,
put on you. That's what
so
I was
right.
thinking.
You're so right.
So
we should be carrying
Ashley
right now.
You okay,
Ashley,
this podcast. If you really can't afford the dollar, fine. You're off the hook. For the other 95% of you, you lying whores.
Okay,
yeah,
Ashley.
This. I stand
okay,
by this.
Okay. Listen, it's really helpful. There's three of us. Sponsors don't want to work with us because we're gay. We talk about vaginas and stuff. It's really, really helpful. When you join the Patreon, we appreciate it. This is, you know, we make this for free for you. So thank you to those of you who are there. We love you.
I'm sure you're very poor. Congratulations. Can the rest of you please give us a dollar?
Listener, we love you. Ashley, we love you.
We love
don't.
You so much.
We love
you. Ashley loves you too. Ashley,
I don't love you.
This is over. Thanks for listening.
I love
thank you guys
how
so
poor
much.
You are.
Oh, okay. And it's over. Poor. See you guys next week.
Please excuse Ashley. She fell down the subway stairs.
Yes, she hit her head. She had a very big head. Owie. And we have to go. 10 to
yeah.
that.
Yeah, this is way too long.
Okay, goodbye.
No, okay,
goodbye.
Everybody on
Chosen Family is a Forever Dog production, hosted by Ashley Gavin, Elena Joy, and Mac Injamin. Edited by Danny Jewell, executive produced by Mariah Nicholas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm.
Forever Dog.